Online Podcast 102.
Hello everyone, I'm sick. Hi Pookie. Hello, baby. Where are we going?
Going to pick up a Christmas tree.
Get my tea. We're gonna go buy. Get my tea.
And here we are.
Here we are by the get my tea lot. And usually there's a hunky by an old Dairy Queen. So we're gonna pick a nice old tree. And you get to come with us. I'm a little sticky this week. And it's cold outside. Oh, I'm gonna burp.
Did you just burp?
I can't stop.
I just start recording.
No, I was already broken. Okay, wait here.
Josh!
What?
Here. Ooh.
Yeah, stay with us over here. We gotta load the tree up. There's different kinds of needles.
Right.
Look at the ones that way.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little shorter than I like. But it's nice.
Oh, cold. Ooh, you can smell the pine. I have to zip my shirt. My coat. Oh, yeah, it's cold. Oh, shit. I caught my wire cable. Okay. Oh, this is a tall one. It's one very tall. I don't have my camera. It's very cold and I have gloves, so I'm not gonna take any pictures. Oh, your camera. Oh, this is a different kind.
All the okay. Frasers are on the outside of the green post.
Okay.
And all along here and all along the back. Makes kind of like a L shape.
Okay. Okay.
Inside this post.
Alright, thanks.
Uh-huh.
You need me help?
Okay.
Is he the book?
That's nice. Let's do this.
This is a fat tree. Like, yeah. Girly girl. Why is that one more expensive than one we saw?
Okay, see, feel the needles and look at the shape.
Was it like pokey? It's cheaper?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe because of pocket. And then also the taller ones are going to be.
Mm-hmm. I saw one that's kind of nice over there. This one looks more like a Christmas tree.
Uh-huh. That's nice. It's only 35.
The fat tree also.
Like the height.
Ooh. Is this a different kind? This is the expensive one.
Uh-huh.
Why is it soft? Let me touch.
Different kind. Douglas fir, I think.
Fur.
They're cute.
They're cute, but I kind of like the tighter
like
tree
this?
Like that, yeah. And you can oh, this is a tiny tree. This is cute too. Oh, cold.
Does this have a lot of density? Maybe almost too much.
Ooh, very fat.
Yeah.
I like it a little coney, a little. A little taller. Here you go, fat.
And I see this is...
Oh, this is like a monster. You know that in the cartoon? In the Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah.
Ah! Oh, this is pretty. This is pretty. But this needle falls off very easily.
Yeah.
I don't know the names, so I cannot tell you the names. I think I found one kind of...
Like.
Where was it? Is it this one?
Kind of tallish.
This one? Is that not very tall? It's kind of like adopting a cat.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of a lean to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Smaller on the back. Which is good to put up against the wall.
Continue looking. I'm sure this is a very interesting podcast, especially just audio.
Go edit.
I'm too lazy. Okay. Let's see.
I like height a little bit.
This one?
I like that one.
This one's very tall.
It's got spacing for ornaments.
Hey, the boy. What we need to do is to train the boy to behave. Chai chai boy. Everybody knows chai chai boy. Yeah, this one has a hole, but that can be
ornaments or to the back.
Yeah, I kind of like this one very much.
I think
much.
I do too.
That's a little lean, but I'm sure that they can fix it.
Or we can too. Okay, do you want to stand here by it? And
yeah.
Huh?
Yes. Okay, we found a tree, and so it's kind of nice. But I don't want to leave so that we forget which one it is.
This one?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Are you going to put it up pretty quick?
Yeah, tonight.
Okay. If you'd like, I'll give a fresh cut for you.
Okay, that'd be great.
First bit of water you put in, put some, make it a little bit warm, it'll help loosen the sap up.
Okay.
Oh.
Help it drink better.
Well, he made it look very easy carrying that tree. Carving turkey.
What's that?
It's like carving turkey. And you make that fresh cut for the tree. Oh, it's cold. Where's my damn phone? I want to take a picture, but it's so cold. It's very windy, and it's cold. Here's our tree. Leaning.
Oh, you do?
Wait. So pretty. We've got a big pine cone.
Yeah, those are nice.
California.
Cool.
That was really good. Yeah, thanks.
Hey,
how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Cold.
Get lost.
That's a good tree. Oh, they got toy.
Yeah. Well, you're dressed right for it, so.
And I'm not.
No, yeah, you're not.
Weather man said this is going to be the warmest day for the next.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh, really? Oh.
No! It's gonna snow probably. I think Sunday evening it's gonna snow.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. See. Very pretty. I'm gonna take a picture. Are you gonna take pictures?
Yeah. He's in the car while I do.
You okay? The picture has frozen pixels. Because it's so cold.
Oh, here it is.
That's a nice shape.
Yeah, I know.
Probably the nicest one of all the ones.
Well, these other ones are. Carols ringing through the night this Christmas. The choir right outside your door. Could be singing one more song for you. If I could join them too, I would. But if there's no other way. And for me to be so far this Christmas, I can write a couple words and a tune. Here's my Christmas melody for you. Go ahead and light the Christmas tree. Go ahead and hang the mistletoe. Go ahead and set another place for me. Snuggle close up to the fire. Pretend that I'm watching it with you. Though I'm many miles away, please let my own Merry Christmas find a way to you. So let me whisper in your ear a thing or two you'd like to hear for Christmas. I'll tell you that I'm coming home, or I'll be there when you carve the turkey, trim the tree, or maybe that a big surprise would be to see it in my eyes on Christmas. But if I couldn't make it home, I could send it in a song you could play while I'm far away. Go ahead and light the Christmas tree. Go ahead and hang the mistletoe. Go ahead and set another place for. I will be there in your heart this Christmas.
the front. Pretend that I'm watching it with you. Though I'm so many miles away, please let my own Merry Christmas find a way to you today. Ooh. Ooh. Go ahead and light the Christmas tree. Go ahead and set another place for me. I will be there in your heart this Christmas. Snuggle close up to the fire. Pretend that I'm watching it with you. Though I'm so many miles away, please let my own Merry Christmas find a way. So many miles away, please let my own Merry Christmas find a way to you today.
Hi, this is John Ong. I'm sick, but wasn't that song so beautiful? It is a song by Jeff Smith. It is a Podsafe artist, and I would like for you to all go support him. What a beautiful song called My Own Christmas. And I would like to have you, you know, go over to my Own Merry Christmas is what it's supposed to be called. But I'm too lazy, so I'm whiny. So that song was called My Own Merry Christmas by Jeffrey Smith. And you can go to my website on onlinepodcast.com and go to his link on Podsafe Music Network and find out more information about him and how to purchase his songs. Now, the reason why we want to support the music in the Podsafe music industry was because Podsafe music, for those who do not understand, I think it is sort of meta. If you ask most, what's that noise? I just think that it's kind of meta, that meaning it's only people doing podcasts would probably understand, or listeners who have been listening to a lot of podcasts would probably understand what Podsafe music is. So to explain to some of my listeners, I do know some of my listeners are merely just simple listener. That was my email. Only listener, and they might not necessarily know what Podsafe is. So Podsafe means it is a music that is safe to play on podcasts. The reason why it's safe is because it is not part of the RIAA, the big music industry, where they control what you can play and all that. And so Podsafe music would be independent artists who doesn't have independent artists or artists who do not have a recording company or a signed contract. They actually allow us, the podcasters, to actually play the music, and in return we will promote them. And it has really become a big it's going to be a, I don't know, it's probably going to change the music industry, I think, because of how different it is compared to the regular music industry regulations on which you can play, which song you can play and which one you cannot play and all that crap. So I'm excited to see what's going to come up with this Podsafe Music Network. And so I've been on there for a long time, and I think having a Christmas playlist is really going to help people picking out. I can hear my radiator. It will help us pick up music from the Podsafe Music Network and actually identify or find artists that I might like, and then therefore I'm going to play on my show. And So that was Jeffrey Smith. So go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, and you can click on the link over to the PodSafe Music Network and find out more about him and actually his own website as well, and where to purchase his songs. And please support his music. And I am whiny. The reason why I'm whiny is because I'm sick, okay? So I was sick on Saturday, Monday afternoon after I was at work, and I felt like, oh my gosh, my throat is hurting. And I was so scared for the last few weeks. I actually have been, trying not to touch everything. I used the alcohol pad. Let me turn on the radiator. Hang on. Anyway, I was so paranoid. I actually wipe off everything that I can with an alcohol pad, blah blah blah, on over the weekend. But I just knew it. I just knew it's gonna come someday. I just don't know when. And finally, did on Monday, and so I caught a cold. So that sucked. And I didn't go to work for like one and a half day. I left work early one day and actually didn't go to work for one whole day. I shouldn't have gone on Friday too, because I was so tired still. I did go, but I have to come home, and I was so tired. So the piece of recording that you heard in the very beginning would be, Bruce and I went out to, it was actually on Friday, so I was very sick, and, well, not very sick, I was sick, but tired and whiny, and so that explains why I was whiny. And also, I said kimati. Kimati is my way of saying Christmas tree, because as you know, I'm Chinese and I don't speak English, and so I say kimati just for fun, because it's easier to say. There's not a lot of pronunciation, serious pronunciation going on. It's just lazy put kimati. Anyway. So, wasn't that a beautiful song, though? And I've also have several songs that I've downloaded that I will be using for my upcoming several shows until Christmas. And hopefully, I will be able to have somebody on my show in the near future also talking about Kwanzaa, because I personally don't understand Kwanzaa too much. And now that I live in America, I thought that I should understand the celebration more. So we will probably, hopefully, if you're still listening, I don't want to say your name, but your name starts with an M. If you still think that you would like to come on my show and tell us more about the celebration, I would be happy to put you on my show and learn all about Kwanzaa, okay? And I think I'm going to make the show a little shorter this time. And I will talk to you another time on my show, next show, hopefully, on Thursday. And I will probably post another... I'll probably post another show, another video podcast of the Christmas tree. Maybe sometime from now until Christmas, whenever I get the video ready. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to have to talk about Chub Creek next time. I've been listening to Madge Weinstein talking about Chub Creek for a long time, and I haven't actually gone over to Chub Creek's website. And I did today. Oh my goodness, it is a good show. I mean, yeah, if you pay me a whole lot of money, I can probably come close to that quality. And it's just a different style of show that I haven't yet explored, which really tells you that podcasting is such... Oh my god, I'm so excited about podcasting as a podcaster as well as a podcast listener. Because it has so much possibility. The format varies so greatly from all talk to, lots of music to somewhere in between and all kinds of stuff. It's funny, it's lighthearted, it's creative, it's really nice. So if you haven't already checked out Chub Creek, please go over to chubcreek.com. If that's the website. I think it is, but whatever it is, just go to my website and I'll put a link on there, okay? Chub Creek podcast. Or just go to iTunes and search for Chub Creek. That's Chub as in chubby, like me. I don't spell. Chub Creek. So thank you very much for listening, and don't forget to smile. I'll see you another time. Bye bye.